Butch here.
Butch, this is Travis. I'm at the Gene Motel on Pleasant Hill Road, just outside town, room 6. Get over here within an hour, and when you pull up, park your car in front of room 12. Got that?
Yeah, got it. 1 hour. Sure. Haven't had your muddy brew in weeks.
Okay, cut the wisecracks. No time for jokes.
Here's your coffee.
Thanks.
Hey, Butch. Are you following your way over?
No. I was the only car on the road all the way out here. I noticed quite a few cars parked outside, though. This place should be jumping with people, but I didn't see anybody around. What gives, Trav?
It seems all of them are Rotary members from out of state. They chartered a bus for the night to take them on a tour of the city. Probably hopping nightclubs. No one's been coming or going for the past 3 hours. Nothing but that train across the road.
I've been thinking about the trip back here, Trav. Do you think it's a good idea to come back here with all these people sousing around the place?
I don't think we'll have to worry about being spotted. I figure they'll be sleeping by the time we get back, so no one should see us coming or going.
What about the motel owner?
He went out of town with them.
Well, that's perfect.
Well, let's get down to work. I've got the floor plans right here. Now let's go through it one last time to be sure we've got it right. What's the matter now, Butch?
Well, I'm sort of nervous, Trav, with all this intricate timing and stuff. And
look, I know my part. You know your part. So let's hear it.
Well, according to the wiring diagram I secured of the alarm system, the circuit requires 2 external hookups to stop the bank alarm. I've got them here in this doctor's bag. This one is connected to an outlet on the north side of the building along Granier Street. The socket is centered 2 feet above the sprinkler outlets, right here. When I plug it in, I first throw this switch. I wait 15 seconds, and then throw this one. It's important to get this timing accurate. The circuit breakers may be homemade, but they're professionally wired, so we'll keep time of each other's movements.
And while you're doing that, I'll unlock the side entrance next to the sprinklers and open the door the instant you throw the second switch.
Then I'll connect this signal injector into a plug located on the floor behind the second teller's window. This will allow you to turn the barrels on the safe without tripping the inside alarm. And when you got the combination, I throw this toggle switch, which will cut the relay when you open the safe.
So far, so good. I'll have 4 canvas bags. The second I open that door, I'll throw you 2 and we'll get to filling them bags as fast as our hands can move. Now, the timing inside. We've got 20 seconds to get in the side entrance. Once we're in, you've got 15 seconds to get that signal under the teller's window.
Mm-hmm.
That will give me 4 minutes and 25 seconds to crack those dials. Now, if we spend 4 minutes in the safe filling the bags, that only leaves us 1 minute.
That's right. 10 seconds to close the safe door, 20 seconds to unlock the signal, and then readjust the combination, and 30 seconds to leave through the side entrance. We'll lock it and remove the entrance circuit above the sprinkler.
Sounds good. We've got to be sure to get there at 1:55 a.m. That's 5 minutes after the guard leaves for the other bank. And he takes Market Street to the right of us. So we drive down Granier Street and park just beyond the side entrance. He returns from the drive-in branch at 2:10. When we leave, we take the first left on Granier and return here. Now all we have to do is wait.
Thank you.
Get your stuff. Let's go. What's the matter with this thing?
I don't know. This is the first it's ever acted like this.
I'll take a look underneath the hood. What's this?
What'd you find?
It's what I didn't find, idiot. You don't have an ignition wire.
Well, don't get on me. Do you think somebody's been...
That's exactly what I think, Meathead. Now think. Didn't you notice anyone following you on the way over here?
No one. No one. But... Hey, look here. The ignition wire. It's on the ground under the car.
Put it back in. Let's look around here quick. You look over there, and I'll look over here. Anything?
Nothing. Come on, let's go.
Keep looking in that mirror.
Say, what do you suppose was wrong with the car?
I don't know. Gotta turn right just up ahead.
Don't worry, I know how to get us there.
More nervous.